You're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're in the Kohler Sterling booth here at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas, and we are now joined by Rich Trethewey from This Old House, who, while he's sitting here getting ready, clearly doesn't know what to do.
I have nothing to say, and I'll keep on saying it. Nice to be here, guys.
We are
delighted. I like
delighted.
Your jeans
here. Well, thank you. We're delighted to have you. Yeah, we're very excited to have you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to know what's going on in L.A.
Well, L.A. is a soulless place, but that's for another discussion. Now, we have a project finishing up there. We have two more shows to do. We'll finish in early February, and that'll wrap up our 31st season of television, which is just amazing to me.
Yeah,
I have shoes older than that, 31 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you looking back on it, like, what happened?
Yeah, it's like anything. Like, you know, the passage of time since you graduated from high school or college, you just say, how did that go by? And then what this industry has grown since we started. I mean, you know, the influx of Home Depot, even these kind of trade shows, I mean, they've grown so big because the home renovation market was really big there for at least 29 of those 30 years until last year when the whole industry went a little bit south. But
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. I read about that.
Yeah. So I just saw the rundown sheet for the L.A. thing. They're going to have me do a story taking the viewers up and through the Hollywood sign up in the hills.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. They,
wow.
Get clearance, I can go up there, climb like a billy goat, and go up and go show what that Hollywood sign is.
Are you going to put in a sprinkler system?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Really, why are you there?
I really don't understand the plumbing connection to this, but I think that I'm not afraid of heights or something. So.
Yeah, that's amazing that you're actually going to go up and do that. Now, what other cool things have you done over the last 31 years?
That are non-plumbing related.
That are non-plumbing related.
You have to hang glide into a...
Well, one of the great things we got to do... because of the show was the before 9/11, one of the head of the sub-base, the nuclear sub-base in Georgia, was a big This Old House fan, and he invited us to take a dive on a nuclear submarine.
What?
The USS Nebraska. We went out straight out to sea and dove to 737 feet and came
Holy
back.
Holy schmoly.
Yeah. So, but since that time, there'll never be a civilian allowed on a sea. So, but it was just because of the show. Norm got to fly, I think, in the Blue Angels, so you got to fly in a Blue Angels plane. So there's been a lot of sort of great perks. We got to climb to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge, you know.
That's
a lot
insane.
Of cool stuff. Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah, inside, and then we could look down and stuff like that, yeah.
Wow.
So it's all been cool, you know.
Wow,
who
amazing.
Thunk it? Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Know? We're allowed to go to the other side of this booth.
Yes.
Yeah, Teresa. They won't mind
actually,
that at all.
I see how long your cord is.
Then we can't go too far. I don't like him to go too far because he'll get himself into trouble.
That's right.
Yeah, you know Mark. He'll get himself into trouble.
I guess we should talk about some kind of... Well, what are you doing to the L.A. house? In particular.
No, it's a full gut rehab, and so it's a great family, a young family that they both work in the animation industry, so... we wanted to do the story in Silver Lake, which is a neighborhood of L.A., and realized that there is a great number of people that aren't the celebrities that we see on all the pop celebrity shows. There are a bunch of people hardworking in that particular industry. So we did that. We have they have a couple of kids, and we just did some basic fix-up on it. And they're right in the Silver Lake district. So we also did the story about, in my world, is here is this incredibly densely populated location that doesn't have one lick of water. At all.
Well, of course not.
Every bit of the water has to come from the Sierras and be pumped in and stuff like that.
Right.
And Silver Lake was developed around this beautiful reservoir. Well, now, because the reservoir is there and now there's so much smog and the birds and everything else, that nobody will drink out of the reservoir anymore. So they want to get rid of the reservoir and the water comes from somewhere else. Well, people that built their house around this beautiful lake, they said, we got to keep the lake just for show.
Oh.
So, what are they going to call it? Silver mud hole?
Silver pothole?
That's right. So we did that. We did that little story. That it's really a semi-arid place. It's a desert condition all in that way.
Yeah.
So. So what's it like being out there, though, and working out in California?
It's for a New Englander, it's weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I look at everywhere people walking the street. I go, who are these people? What are they doing?
Yeah.
This is going to them. I'm sorry. I didn't really mean to say anything to you folks. No. But we're treated like kings out there. I think, you know, there's a great reverence. There's a great reverence and great friendship when people, when we come to town, they treat us well.
That's great. So. That's great, because the only place this will be broadcast is in L.A.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there goes my name.
We can customize that.
I am Mutt. So.
Now, did you have any issues being a New Englander? You're going to be dealing with foundations and basements and
Well, we did a bunch of stuff on this whole earthquake, what they do about earthquakes there, the Simpson people, the people that hold together.
Metal hardware, hold downs.
It's a whole industry unto itself to try and get a building to stay together for that moment of, shimmy shake.
Did you have any, like, rooting plumbing problems because of hold down, shear panel, any of that stuff you can't drill out?
They were very sensitive to putting the plumbing fixtures at least on top of one another, so we didn't have too many left or right, so in tough place, but it was...
Cool.
It's interesting what they got to do. I mean, you got to think about the water heater not tipping over because the thing's going to shake so much, and you know.
You have to bolt it to the wall.
Yeah, you got to bolt everything. You know, so.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's on. You were on a slab, or did you dig a basement for?
No, there's a little bit of a basement. So yeah.
Right on. So you had a place for the mechanicals and that kind of thing.
But we had a good crew. We got a great general contractor out there, and that makes our life easy when we do these remote projects. You know, we have to do it on this wicked schedule.
Right.
And when we come to film, we got to make sure there's some progress that's happened. So. Thankfully, there's a great crew that we're working with out there.
Oh, that's good to know right there. Yeah.
That is so exciting, too, that you guys are out there in L.A. and going. Are you going to go to another new place?
Well, you know what? Some of the other things we did, we got a chance to go to the Jeopardy studios and muck around with the computer and play around.
Oh, really?
With it. We went and saw the back lot, the real back lot at Culver City, which is Universal, I think. So sort of Norm and Kevin went together and sort of showed how... With the veneer that you see, you know, all the famous things from movies, and then you look behind, it's a 2x4 that's, you know, bug infested. It was really great. So,
do not
look behind the curtain to where Oz is standing.
Oh, I love it.
Well, and it's so wonderful, too, because you can tell that you guys all genuinely like each other, and it comes across, and it must be fun to go out and be together and do these interesting things together.
We're like an old rock band. You know,
we've been traveling
together. Now, here at this trade show, we have all these signs and booths that have where we're appearing. So I went by one today, and I see Tommy Silva's picture there. So he's got his mustache, and it's slightly grayed. So I colored it in. And I called him, and I said, Tommy, I just made you look a lot younger here in this booth. he's going around to my pictures now, I'm sure, putting a Fu Manchu or an El Diablo.
So that's what he asked for that Sharpie marker.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We saw him this morning. That must be it. Yeah.
We did. And I was emailing with Kevin a little bit, and he had a question for you, which was, ask Rich how much he misses me.
Oh, my God. How is he not here? How did he get out of this? He used that new father sort of excuse.
Yeah. How is he not here? We've obviously trapped Rich Truthui.
Yeah. I'm glad. No, I'm glad to be here. I'm thrilled to be here.
Good.
But Kevin should be here too.
Yeah. Because we've handcuffed him to the chair.
We have actually handcuffed him. He doesn't know it yet. But when he tries to get up, it just will not happen.
Oh, believe me, I can talk. I'll hang.
So here we are here in the Kohler Sterling booth, and it speaks to me of remodeling and so forth, which is in our lifeblood. Do you, from the plumbing side of things, do you have like three tips you would give to somebody who's starting to look at a bathroom remodel, whether they're hiring it out or they're going to try to do it themselves? Three things to think about?
I think it would be the typical stuff that a plumber would say. One is don't scrimp on the stuff you don't see. You know, put the right size pipes in, make sure everything pitches, you know, all the structural stuff. We often hear the horror stories about people that get there, can't fill the tub with enough hot water, or that the structure is so bad that it sort of makes the ceiling below, you know, crack away. I think that would be a biggie, because people, they want the sizzle. They want the project to see, but they don't want to invest in the stuff behind the walls quite often.
Yeah, if all you have is just beautiful stuff on the outside, it's just like with the person. You want to be a nice person on the inside.
Yes, there it is.
And be a nice person on the outside.
Yeah.
That's
great. Let's just take a minute.
Let's hold hands.
Just for the folks who can't see us in my Fix It Up Life, our table here is covered with teddy bears and puppy dogs.
That's right.
Because Mark has to bring them everywhere he goes. He can't not have his teddy bears and puppy dogs.
Yeah.
Rainbows and unicorns and everything.
Unicorns.
And your Barbie dream house is back at the hotel here in Orlando.
Trace and I live on a unicorn farm.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so here's another one. What is the worst job in plumbing?
Ooh.
I think it involves anything to do with clearing a stoppage, a drain stoppage.
Yeah.
There were things that we are paid combat pay for. To boldly go where no man would want to go before. Yeah.
Oh,
I won't tell you radio listeners some of the stuff we've had to do.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
They don't care.
No, I do. It's a family show. And
Right.
The children should not be scarred for life.
Okay. I remember I worked summers for the family business, and they said, we got a call that woman has dropped her wedding ring down the drain. And so my job as a 13-year-old, because my hand was small enough, was to leave my hand down in the drain pipe that was leaving the building while they flushed every toilet. And my job was to sort of try and catch it.
Did they let you wear a glove?
It sends you into therapy. I mean, it makes me the way I am today.
Did they let you wear a glove, or did they make you
put it out? No, this was the 70s. There was no gloves back then.
They didn't even know what gloves were.
So this is your family that made you do this.
Family. They tried to tell me there would be no pressure for me to go into the family business, of course. Then every Christmas I'd get a new wrench. That's all
really,
got.
This does explain the nervous tick. he hasn't sat still yet. Now I'm starting to see a pattern. He's hidden it well.
That's right.
But it's clearly there.
Yeah, so.
Oh, no pressure at all. Yeah. No, not at all.
So hopefully you'll join us again sometime. We can drag out some more dark secrets.
We have plenty of dark secrets.
Oh, awesome. Lots of dark secrets. I like them.
Well, unfortunately,
we're going to have to take
again.
A break. We'll have to have you back.
Great to be with you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Watching.